a familiar sight on the traffic-choked intersection of Mission and Cesar Chavez streets in San Francisco are Latino men lining up waiting for day labor jobs near an abandoned parking lot that used to serve the Kelly Moore Paint Company. Rene Saucedo works for the San Francisco Day Labor Program and La Raza Centro Legal and is part of the San Francisco Anti-Displacement Coalition. Its goal is to acquire the property at Chavez and Mission in order to use the space to construct low-income housing and a facility for day laborers.
We had a very successful action and takeover of this property. Hundreds of community members showed up to the property today to send a message to the property owner that we don't need luxury condos in a neighborhood that is still predominantly immigrant and working class. What we need is 100% affordable housing, and we need a community space for immigrant workers, day laborers who have historically congregated on that strip.
At the heart of the controversy is the plan to give permission to develop the abandoned lot to the Seven Hills Limited Liability Company. Tom Rocha, the man in charge of the project, was not available for comment by airtime, and Barbary Coast Consulting, which represents Seven Hills, was not able to comment on the project. But according to a statement released by Rocha, the plan would be, quote, to build a 60-unit mixed-use project that is widely supported by local residents because it provides housing, jobs, and a 24-hour pharmacy. It will replace a vacant building and parking lot that will remain empty for years if this project is not approved. The statement goes on to explain, quote, it was unfortunate that this week a group of activists ripped open our fence with bolt cutters and illegally trespassed on the site, thus endangering themselves and an employee of ours. The police had to intervene, unquote. Sergeant Menina of the Mission District Police Station describes the arrests.
12 people were arrested for trespassing today. 8 were female, 4 were male. They were cited for trespassing and released shortly after. The parking lot is surrounded by a cyclone fence. Somehow, we don't know how, they got through the cyclone fence and they were on the actual property of Kelly Moore. They were warned. The ones that did not leave the property, that's when they were arrested.
Quote, these activists claim to have an alternative plan, explains Rocha of Seven Hills. Unfortunately, he continues, they have neither land nor money and are attempting to control the site using questionable political tactics, unquote. Rene Saucedo says that studies of the neighborhood reveal that the project would not be appropriate to the needs of Mission District residents.
We think that whatever is constructed at this site needs to address the needs and meet the interests of the community that already lives there, and that is working class families, immigrant workers, and so on. Poor people. We don't need luxury condominiums for this neighborhood. What we need is low-income housing, and we don't need another Walgreens. We need to support small businesses in the neighborhood and also support the day laborers who stand on Cesar Chavez Street by building them a new center.
Jane Martin is a community organizer at the Bernal Heights Neighborhood Center, which supports the alternative proposal to build a day labor center at the site.
It's actually a paint store with a large parking lot right now. It's been closed for some time, so a condo developer got an option to try and develop the site. They did start moving forward on it and actually asking around in the community for what the community wanted to see at the site. And really what they heard was, you know, we want affordable housing, we want community services. And they came back to the community in January and said, you know what, we actually can't do this.
Housing rights activists promise a week of actions highlighting the injustice of continued approval of luxury housing over low-income housing by the city government. Rene Saucedo says that resistance to the project will continue throughout the week.
Please come to the hearing on Tuesday, July 17th at 3 p.m. at the Board of Supervisors chambers, or contact the Board of Supervisors here in San Francisco and tell them no more luxury condos. We want housing for people so that working class people can remain in San Francisco.